kubanga obulamu buyinza okubulako.
Because life may get lost from you.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bible yagamba ntigasaakyo okulya ensi eno naye omwoyo n'ogubuza.
Bible says, what does it profit to eat the entire world and you forfeit your soul?
Kirungi okuuma omubiri ogwo.
It is good that you keep your spirit.
Ogukuumira mu bulamu yakama affe Yesu.
You keep it within life, that is the Master Jesus.
Bible yagamba tubuze obulamu bwaffe leero.
Bible says that we are making our loss disappear today.
Nga tubukwese mu mukama affe Yesu.
As we hide it within our Master Jesus.
Mulundi guli abo tuwe
mbuti. Other day you may restore unto us.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Eri abagalo okulabisa obulamu bwangu.
But they want to manifest their lives.
Era abamu kubo babulyako n'okubulyako.
Some of them consume even the whole of it.
Abagamba bagenze kulya kubulamu.
And they say they have gone to consume their lives.
Ebyo byebakola.
Those things they do.
Byebikakasanga obulamu bwabwe babulya babumalawo.
Is what they prove that they are eating and finishing their lives.
Nga bakola ebikola ebitali bya butuufu.
And they are doing works of unrighteousness.
Obulamu bwabwe bubeera bukendera
buli kiseera. And their life reduces every time.
Era n'obulamu bwabwe bukakasibwa okubanga si bulamu ddala.
Even their life is proven to be not really be life. Our Master, we too were like that and we ceased to have life.
And
he said that he came that we may have life in the full. Life
had
totally reduced within us. In Genesis chapter 6, a lot of years were reduced from man. We had life which could reach at least a century, a thousand years.
Okuva ku myaka gye baali batujjako.
From the years they had reduced from us.
Mu mubiri gwe twalimu nga tuli mu Adam.
In the body we were within when we were in Adam.
Twali tusobola okubeerayo ebbanga ddene.
We were able to live for a long time. In Genesis chapter 3.
Naye bwe tumala okubanga twonoonye.
But after us sinning.
Ate Mukama emyaka n'asooka agireka nga kikyaliko mingi mingi.
Now the Lord left the years and they were still a bit more.
Okusinziira ku mubiri mu kiseera ekyo gwe yali atuwa.
According to the kind of body he had given us at that time.
Gwali mubiri na musaayi era.
It was flesh and blood still.
Nga gusobola okuwazaayo ku myaka olukumi.
But it could reach at least to a thousand years.
Kubanga tuwulirayo ba Misusera bali mu lwenda nkaaga
mu zi. We hear Methuselah in 969 years.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bwatuuka mu lubiri lw'esula y'omukaaga.
But when it reaches Genesis chapter 6.
Obulamu ne bukenderera
ddala. The life was totally reduced.
Ne bubeera ku myaka 10 muziizi.
And it was 12. It got down to 120 years.
Bwatuuka mu Zaburi ya 9.
When it reaches Psalms 90.
N'abusala n'agamba kale bubeera nsanvu.
And it reduced it to 70 years.
Okusindikiriza ennyo.
To push a march.
Amanyi g'emmere gasobola okuyamba n'otuuka ku 80.
Strength of food can help you reach 80 years.
Naye wejogerera.
But as I speak.
Kulikwana ku nkaaga.
We're on 40 to 60 years.
Anaku nkaaga.
40 to 60.
Ati n'obwongerayo emagombe eyo bugenda obona abonera ebbanga.
And you take it ahead to hell where you're going to suffer all days.
Naye ffe.
But we,
then,
as we got to know the things are like that,
and
we ran to the Master Jesus,
that
may restore our lives,
he says
that I care that they may have life in the full. Life had totally reduced, and we could not live a long time. But this time he came, that he may fill our lives. And right now we feel joy for our life which is complete and full. And we do try to keep it. That he may not continue to reduce. Praise Jesus.
Now
because of that, let's proceed on and we see the devil's schemes unto God and to his church. We've taken long studying these schemes
and
we are on the path of seeing the Spirit of the Lord and his works, his works of righteousness, and the spirit of the devil, and its works of unrighteousness. We separate who serves God, and he who never serves God, the righteous and the unrighteous.
We're
about to wind up this issue. There we may see the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches. But all of these fall within the schemes.
And
God says, we're not as they who never know the deep secrets of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we know these schemes, it helps us to keep our lives and to know how we shall overcome the enemy, the devil. And where we have reached, we've moved ahead to see how he makes his seal or his mark.
Siru ya Satani.
The seal of the devil.
Lukaga, lukaga mukaga.
The mark, the number 666.
Eva mubara na orufunyiro.
Which comes from the spot and the wrinkle.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Tukiasembe yonga tulabye.
We last covered.
Okwegurumiza ako.
We saw how he lifts himself up.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kubulye chitibwa Katonda.
He lifts himself up above everything called God.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Nengeri jazi mulamu omusayi gwa Yesu.
And we scorns and scoffs at the blood of Jesus.
Musayi ogwendagaano okutukuza.
The blood of the covenant which cleanses us.
Olwayongera okugulira wekkubo lya lukankaga mukana.
Now he continues to open the way and the door for the number 666.
Babu omala okuzimula omusayi gwa Yesu.
For after scorning the blood of Jesus.
Akimanyi bulungi oba tokyayinayo kira kigenda kutukuza.
He knows you no more have anything going to cleanse you.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Wange namba lukankaga.
For the number
666,
it seals unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We last covered as we saw where this number comes from. And we saw that he was a cherubim, the third one. And indeed the third cherubim, he was anointed and was blessed from the Spirit of the Lord. He was made by the seven spirits. But when the Spirit of the Lord was removed from him, he remained with the six spirits. Now if he's in that three, he tries to bring back the Trinity, the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit. Then that's why the six comes three times. The number 666. That is the number of that person.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we want to begin right from there. And we see his number. That person was holding what number? In the group of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the great gathering. Jerusalem of heaven. He was in the number 3. And he was sealing righteousness. But when he fell, the number totally changed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, we're
going to begin from there. We knew that his name is Lucifer. Now we're going to see the number. The number 666. When you study and read here, in Revelation 13, verse 16 and 17, they continue to tell you these words.
Okubikulirwa essula ya 13 olunya lw'16 newaliriza bonna abato n'abakulu n'abagaga n'abaavu n'abeddembe n'abaddu okuweebwa enkovu ku mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo oba ku bwenyi byabwe era omuntu yenna alemenga okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo awo wewali amagezi alina okutegeera abaliira omuwendo gw'ensolo kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu n'omuwendo gwayo 666.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. As we use understanding and wisdom, we understood wisdom.
It is
the word of God. These are the holy scriptures. Understand, we go to know him. We connect scripture by scripture. A little here, a little there.
So,
now, the number of this person, the mark of his number, when we understood the person, that he is the devil,
and
we continue to know more what concerns him. That he was an anointed cherubim. Now, in this number, he was the third cherubim.
It's
one of the numbers we discover. Now we're
going
to discover why 666 is appearing three times. Praise Jesus. Now we were explained that there is a person they front, that is the false prophet. But behind the false prophet there is Jezebel, seated on a beast. The dragon himself, the devil, he tried to bring back the Trinity of God and try to forge it in that way. And these are the ones who endorse
those
who seal the first, second and the third six, which makes 666.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now we're going to be knowing more of him in the name of this person after knowing him. We discovered his name. We were in Isaiah 14, verse 9 unto 23. And we understood that. When we get back to Ezekiel, Ezekiel 28, verse 11.
Ezekiel esula ya 28 olunyirwa 11. Era nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, tanula okungubagira kabaka w'e Tuulo, omugambe nti bwayogera Mukama nti ossa akabonero ku muwendo ng'ojjudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi. Wali mu Edeni olusuku lwa Katonda, buli jjinja ery'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako, sadiyo, topazi ne alimansi, berulo, sokamu ne yasepu, safiro, ejjinja erya nawandagala ne kaabunkuulo ne zaabu. Emirimu gy'ebitaasa byo n'egyenderezo gyali mu ggwe gyateekebwa ku lunaku lwe watonderwa. Walukerubi yafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Wano we wali kye twagala okwongera okutegeera.
Here is what we want. Where is
kerubi?
We want to understand more that it was a cherubim.
Yafukibwako amafuta.
He was anointed.
Gigali amanya ge tugezaako zuula.
Those are the names we are trying to discover. The name of that person and his number and mark.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yali kerubi.
He was a cherubim.
Nabwe twasoso mutegeera.
Yes, we first understood him.
Olw'okuba nti bakerubi bano baali basatu.
Because the cherubims were three.
Yeri yali yali Lucifer.
His name was Lucifer.
Nabwe bayita bakerubi naye nga ye Lucifer.
All called cherubims, but it was Lucifer himself.
Kati twagala kulaba.
Now we want to see.
Yali kerubi wakomeka.
He was which number of the cherubim?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga tulaba kerubi namba ano naye abatunga
we bali. Cherubim number 1 and 2 and they are existing.
Okusinzira ku Ezekiel 10.
According to Ezekiel 10.
Katugendeyo ko uli.
Let's go there and you hear.
Ezekiel esula ya 10 olunyoli soka.
Ezekiel 10 from verse 1.
Aone tunula era laba mubanga eliya waguru wo mutwe gwa bakerubi. Ne walabika waguru wabwe nge jinja eliya safiro. Nge bale ekifana nchentebe. Naga mbo msaja ayamba debafta. Na yogera anti. Yingira wakati wabana muziga abetolola. Abawulukuka wansi wa kerubi ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiriiza eby'omuliro ebiva wakati wa bakerubi obimansire ku kibuga.
Yesu yebazibwe. Bulijjo tulina okulaba bakerubi bano ababiri abaasigalawo. Yesu yebazibwe. Naye yali kerubi
wakusatu.
Ye namba gye tusooka okuzuula ku ye.
Era
bakugamba omuwendo omuwendo gw'omuntu oyo.
And the number of this person.
After
that, we are going to discover how does 666 come about. For the cherubims were three. And he fell.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus.
But he
was representing who? When Bible shows, it shows that three witnesses in heaven.
According
to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. When you read via King James Version. In the Luganda Bible, we are going to restore this verse. It was removed. It was removed, but we are going to restore it. The one with English version, read us the 1 John 5, 7. King James Version. The Luganda Version, restore back whatever they are reading right there. First, you can't chisoka tano, unyoromu sound. Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu mu ggulu, Kitaffe, Kigambo n'Omwoyo Mutukuvu. Era bano be basatu buli muntu omu. Praise Jesus.
Olunyiriri olwo luzze mu Bible.
That verse restore it back in your Uganda Bible.
Si ya Uganda yokka.
It's not only the Uganda Bible.
Wabula ne mu version ezendala.
But even all other versions.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Sogezaako okulabikanga ozizaamu ennyiriri ezo.
Now try to restore those verses.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So olw'ensonga eyo.
Now because of that.
Tugenda kuba tweyongerayo okulaba kerubi ono.
We're going to be moving on to see this cherubim.
Naye nga bano baali bakiise.
But these ones are representatives.
Abakiikirira Kitaffe.
Representing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Wabula ogenda zuula.
But you are going to discover.
Lwaki okuva ku lubiriibiri Sitaani tebaamusonyiwa?
Why from the beginning, why the devil wasn't forgiven?
Kubanga yali mu ofiisi y'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
For he was in the office of the Holy Spirit.
Era n'ajja vvoola Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
And he blasphemed the Holy Spirit.
Jjukira bagamba nti yali kerubi.
Remember when they say he was a cherubim?
Asiringa.
He was sealing.
It
means he stood in the office of the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit is the one who seals. He was in his office.
And
he was representing the Holy Spirit. Among the three cherubims who existed, he was the third cherubim. And he was working in the office of the Holy Spirit. Only presenting the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. The first cherubim represented the Father. Second cherubim represents the Son.
But on wokusatu,
now this one who is third,
is
the one who was representing the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
is what we are going to be knowing first concerning
him.
This number, what was that number? And how can it there reach to become 666?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what we first discovered, even these verses, why they fight them? Because there are some which reveal who he was exactly. That's why you see that some of these verses are removed from the Bible. Lest that you get to discover
he
was which number and what was he doing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
after all this is discovered, we can understand him properly. And his number we can get to know it. And we understand this beast on which Jezebel
threw,
and their false prophet. For Bible says that the coming of the Antichrist we see with our physical eyes, he is going to speak on behalf of the devil. It will be in the working of the devil himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that word, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, why it's removed from the Bible? Because there are some of the scriptures reveal who the devil is. For we are going to look, and he was representing the office of the Holy Spirit.
And
when he blasphemed the Holy Spirit, he wasn't forgiven at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
that is why in Matthew, that verse is right there. Matthew 28, verse 19, he says like this.
Matayo sura ya 28 onyeru 19.
Matthew 28 verse 19.
Kale mugende mufula mawanga gonna abayigirizwa nga mubabatiza okuyingira munya ya kitaffe n'omwana n'omoyo mtukuvu.
Yes, yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nga tubabatiza.
As we baptize them.
Okuyingira munya ya kitaffe.
In the name of the Father.
Munya ya omwana.
The name of the Son.
N'omoyo mtukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati ateno kiraga nti
now, this shows that what they cast in the book of John is appearing here. For the Son, it is the Word Himself. According to John 1:14, the Word clothed the flesh and we saw Him as the Son to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We see
1 Timothy 16. That without compromise, the mystery of godliness is this. God appeared into the flesh. He who came was really God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now why these verses are removed? And today that when you appear that God, when you teach that God appears in three offices, others argue about it. But it's not for their own sake alone. But it's behind the working of the devil. For he knows very well if this is discovered, they would know the great sin he did. And he could not be forgiven at all. Right from when he did it.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus.
He was
representing the office of the Holy Spirit. What you have to know that all these ones, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, they are all spirit.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And they can anoint. That's why the first cherubim anointed the Father himself. The second, he was anointed by Christ himself. Now the third one, he was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
he was. Praise Jesus. That's why the Bible says in John chapter 4, from verse 24, he says like this. John 4:24.
Katonda gwe moyo. Naba bamusinza kibagwanira okusinzanga moyo n'amazima.
The Father himself, he is a spirit.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kati goyinza kugamba.
Now you may say.
Kina biko mu mtu kuvundoza he muyu mtu kuvunga ye.
Perhaps the Holy Spirit is just Holy Spirit. Maybe the Father is not Spirit. But even the Father himself is Spirit.
Era anointing a kerubi asoka.
And he's only anointed the first cherubim.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ate kwa kuba ku mkono ogwaji.
He must be on what hand?
Ani ayinzo kizura. Umoyo gwa wadde answer mangu ako. Yesu atudde ku mkono ogwaji.
Ogwaji.
Ate kitafa ali ku mkono ogwaji.
Wakono.
Mutere okulaba kerubi abo.
You see those cherubim?
Omu ali ku mkono ogwaji.
One is on the left.
Katuso okuzura mangu ani ali mu office ya
kitafa. Discover who is in the office of the Father.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Era lwaki omu mtu kuva abalabikira mu masekati.
And why does the Holy Spirit appear within the
middle? Obalaba kerubi ono yali masekati ga babiri bano.
This cherubim was in the midst of these two. You bring the image.
Let the lampstand in the center.
Bring the lampstand at the center. The first heaven. That you may see them clear to understand. And you see why the devil wasn't forgiven. And why did he change the seal?
You cannot
totally what concerns the number 666 until when
it's
finished. Instead of just speaking about it, 666, the number of the devil,
yes,
praise Jesus. But we can discover all the secrets. If we had gotten wisdom and understanding, this would have been very
easy.
And they say, whoever has wisdom and understanding, let them calculate the number. Perhaps wisdom.
Maybe
wisdom is to be there. And you calculate so much. It wasn't like that.
Bible,
Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 to 24,
Christ
Jesus is the wisdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
himself, he told us, he came in this scroll by which he was written about.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the truth is this, the wisdom of God, the Holy Scriptures we have. And he said, you seek me through Scriptures and keep within them there is life. And he said, all of them speak and testify what is mine.
When
you said to accept and believe me, believe the Scriptures. And you don't know that they are
among
them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We read
John 5:39.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the truth is this. Concerning the devil, right now is coming out in its truthfulness. And Bible says, the end will never come until this secret is revealed. Now this secret is the one we are on right now. Why is it called a secret? The secret of lawlessness. This is what we are revealing right now. It's a secret to understand. You may say perhaps the devil rebelled, but you never know how to what extent did he rebel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he blasphemed the Holy Spirit. That's the mistake he did, which is the biggest mistake. That is the greatest evil he ever did. And if you do it on earth, truly you cannot be forgiven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let them put us the images that we can look clearly on the images as we study.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on that we can save our time to understand what is enough concerning this devil Lucifer. He was a cherubim and he had been anointed. In the same way, we shall know his number just as we are knowing it.
Yes,
he was. Praise Jesus. But we've discovered it that according to the two cherubim who remained, He had held the third place. And he was in the place of the Holy Spirit. And he was representing the Holy Spirit. And we've heard, and they have told us, the Father is a Spirit. And we have a scripture. And it says, even the Lord Jesus himself is a Spirit. Listen very carefully. According to 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 16, verses 17, they tell us this.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essuula 3 onyolwa 16. Naye bwe gukyukira Mukama waffe, ekyokubikkako kiggibwawo. Naye Mukama waffe gwe mwoyo, era waba omwoyo gwa Mukama waffe we waba eddembe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mukama afe mwenyini.
Our Lord himself,
yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus,
we moyo.
He is a Spirit.
Atera no moyo we wabira.
Where his Spirit is,
we wabira dembe.
There is freedom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kechovula bantu bonna basobola okwano yitinga.
That is why all of them can anoint.
Era Christ asobola okuva n'agamba ndi magezi.
And Christ can come out and say, I am wisdom.
Ndi kutegeera.
I am understanding.
Ndi
I am counsel.
Atera omuntu kuvuna asobola okwogera.
And the Holy Spirit who can speak the same speech.
Nekitafa asobola okwogera bwa.
The Father can speak the same.
Kati kino.
Now this is what happened. According to this lampstand, we have the Father. We have even the Son, known as the Word. Even the Holy Spirit in the midst. Now, this is what I told you, that one of these cherubim, he represents the Father, another represents the Son. When you look at Christ where he is standing, Acts chapter
7.
Acts 7, verses 55.
Naye bwe yajjula omwoyo omutukuvu, n'akaliriza amaaso mu ggulu, n'alaba ekitiibwa kya Katonda. Naye Yesu ayimiridde ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda.
Yesu abeera ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwani? Ogwa Katonda. Kati era
bakerubi when you look at the cherubims proper, the other represents the Father on the right.
Ona representinga omwana.
The one on the left represents the Son.
Tukitunuddemu tutya?
We've looked.
Ngabutunudde.
The one on the left represents the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the one on the right represents the Son. Now there was a third one in the midst of them.
His
sources from down as the Holy Spirit. He was the one who was in their middle.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now this one, he blasphemed the Holy Spirit. He wanted to sit in the throne. And wanted to sit in the throne of the Father and of the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why they tell you clear. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you can't be forgiven. Not you was ever done it for the one you're following. The devil you are following is the first who ever did this.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And when Bible speaks of him, this command is released. And the word says, God says like this. In Matthew 12. Verse 31 and 32. This way it comes as far. You may have read it within the Bible all this long, but you don't know where it came from. Today you understand where it came from. Matthew 12 from verse 31.
Kyenva mbagamba nti abantu balisonyiwa buli kibi n'ekyokuvvoola. Naye okuvvoola omwoyo tekulisonyiibuka. The
problem the devil did, he was in the office of the Holy Spirit and he blasphemed the Holy Spirit. That is where it began from, that you cannot be forgiven. For the one who has led you, that is exactly what he did. If you decide to believe the devil and to follow his works, it is hard to be forgiven. For it never began from you. The other is the seed of sin himself. And right now, that's why they fight with the Holy Spirit badly. And they take him aside to put the Holy Ghost. They put a ghost which has been cleansed. And they say that when you see the holy place when another is seated within it, they take our spirit and they put ghosts. Now we, the English language and the Luganda language, that is interpreted as something else. If it, in the Greek it means the spirit. In Luganda it doesn't mean that. Praise Jesus. Even in English it never means that. Praise Jesus. Now all these you see there, but they have a one who did this sins initially, who began them. And there is a reason why he wasn't forgiven. It is the same reason they give us here. And they tell you that if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, how can you dare blaspheme him? This is what is spoken of him. Hebrews 6. We see the first verse. This is what the devil did himself. And when you begin to do them, you followed the same journey. That's where the devil fights so much. If you have begun to do sins, to reach the measure of doing the greatest sins of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, sometimes you can even claim you are the spiritual father. You may claim that you are serving me and I am the one who serves God. The devil spoke all these words when he was in Jerusalem. When he told the angels was leading in the three territories or the three streets of Jerusalem, he told them they have to serve him and he serves the above. He never accepts that you too, you serve God. He is the one who serves God alone. The rest of you are not serving. Now he will bring to you whatever he wants, whether it's blasphemy, because you not access God to inquire from him where he brought in. Hebrews 6 from verse 1.
Kale tuleke okwogera ku bigambo eby'olubereberye ebya Kristo, tuyitirire okutuuka mu bukulu obutateekawo mulundi gwa kubiri musingi. Kwe kwenenya ebikolwa ebifu n'okukkiriza eri Katonda, okuyigiriza okw'okubatiza n'okuteekako emikono n'okuzuukira kw'abafu n'omusango ogutagwawo. Era bwe tunaakola bwe tutyo Katonda bw'anaayagala. Kubanga abo abaamala okwakirwa ne balega ku kirabo eky'omuggulu.
Nti abaamala okwakirwa,
they were been enlightened,
ne balega ku kirabo eky'omuggulu,
and tested the heavenly gift.
Tangule Sitaani,
let me tell you the devil,
ebimu ku byama ebimwogerako
some of the secrets spoken of him said,
yali yamulisibwa,
he had been enlightened,
era alina ebyomusango,
and he had the seven spirits in heaven.
Ekyokulala,
the other
yali,
he was, there was no secret you could hide from him. He had gotten to know many things. And the one who was giving him was the Holy Spirit. For he's the one who reveals the things of God. Now see how we blasphemed him. When we get back brief, before we move on to be explained in Hebrews, let's get back to what is spoken about the devil. What was upon him? Truly, had he been enlightened, and did he know of most of the things, that he may blaspheme when he was within knowledge? He knew very well this is God, and I'm serving the office of the Holy Spirit, but I have to capture and sit within it. And he came in the garden and told us the same things, that we are going to become like God. Praise Jesus. Let's get back brief. Ezekiel 28. We began from verse 1. When he was given a responsibility in the office of the Holy Spirit, the throne is what he wished to capture first.
Ezekiel 28
from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kyenyigira nate nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, gamba omulangira we Tuulo nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda.
Bwe yali ali mu office,
when he was in his office,
in office
he began to claim, I am God. The Holy Spirit have taken him aside. And when we read what is in Jerusalem, in the journey of heaven, what happened? When he passed through the people and he passed through his spirit and began to fight Jezebel,
n'ayita mu bantu ng'abagamba bamulonde.
He passed the people to campaign that they vote for him, that they can put him in the throne. And when they reached him, when he had already plotted and finished the plan, and he said, they who have refused to vote me, has killed them. When the two Kelbys captured him, and they raised the fire where he was, and it burnt him, and they removed him when he had become like a dragon. That's where the name comes from. That's where it becomes a dust, a dragon-like thing.
And
began to hunt for blood that he can make a body which can help him appear in the people with a different body, just as he became on that day. We shall see that when we are in the realm of heaven.
Ezekiel esula ya 28 olunyiri tuli ku lwakusatu.
Ezekiel 28 verse 3.
Katudeyo ku lwakubiri.
From verse 2.
Omwana w'omuntu gamba omulangira we Tulo nti, bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, kubanga omutima gugulumizibwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda, tudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja. Era naye oli muntu buntu so si Katonda. Newankubadde nga wasimba omutima gwo ng'omutima gwa Katonda. Laba olina amagezi okusinga Daniyeli.
Yali buli kintu akimanyi.
He knew the details of the thing.
Kati omuntu kuvu yali atukisizza.
For the Holy Spirit was within him.
Bali wali awali covenant box.
They were at the covenant box.
Je tuite external disc.
Which we call the external disc.
Omuterekebwa ebyamabyo.
Where all the secrets are hidden.
Yali mugezi.
He was wiser.
Yali abikuliddwa ebintu ebisinga.
He had revealed and enlightened many things.
Ne Katonda mumanyi wuli wali.
And God, he knew him that he's there.
Era ndi wano presenting amu mtu.
And I'm here representing the Holy Spirit. But now I am God.
Ninanezadde.
I even have offsprings.
Yovola bali mulusuku batuoni
bila. That's when the garden they won us.
Olutalo lwatadde wakati w'ezadderi omukazi.
The wars between the offsprings of the woman and of the man.
Bamalaika bonna baanabi.
He began to claim all the angels are his.
Era ngana yebakuwa obuvunanyizibwa.
Just as they give you a responsibility.
Munange mperereza mu bantu ba.
Minister for me in these people.
We're not because it endika.
And you begin to claim that they are your sheep.
Nobafukamiza bakuita daddy.
You make them kneel down, they call you daddy and mommy and a lot of names.
You too,
he did the same. That's why we teach these things.
But
as the Spirit brings them, that you may know the devil. This number 666, how did
he
get it? And why is it marked? He was the cherubim number 3. He was representing the Holy Spirit. That is the number he was within that time. But after he failed,
we are
going to see the Holy Spirit removing the Spirit of the Lord from him. When he was removed from, he remained with the six branches. He remained with wisdom which is perverted, understanding which is distorted, counsels. It's distorted. When you speak of his power, if he moves within you, can have to shout about it. It is power but not good power.
In
the knowledge alone, the books in the world, they are his besides the Bible. When you reach the fear, you can fear buildings and human beings and the wealth, things like that. We are going to start
there.
But why is it three times? The number he was within. That is why the six appears three times, triple six. And even put his dignitaries. And he made himself the father. He has Jezebel, is the son. And he came in the human
beings.
For he threw in the angels and in the people. He gave himself the position of the father. In the angels, the fallen one, he chose Jezebel, you are the son. He came in the people. He chose the false prophet. He was the
third.
He made a kingdom of themselves. Let's move on.
Ezekiel.
Tulimu Ezekiel esula ya 28 nyoro kusatu.
Ezekiel 28 verse 3.
Tewali kya makeba yinzo kukweka. Wefunina obuganga olw'amagezi go n'okutegeera kwo.
Yalina omuyo okutegeera.
He had the spirit of understanding. Even the counsel he had it.
kugamba yali nga teri kyama kye bamukwera.
There is no secret which was hidden from him.
Bible yevudde gamba nti kaseera maro kumulisa.
After they have enlightened you,
notegeera,
and you get to know,
notyobivamu,
and you abandon.
Yali atakanye kumanyi.
He has shared of the power of the Holy Spirit.
N'akole obutali butuukirivu.
And he did unrighteousness.
N'ayagala otuula mu ntebe ya Katonda.
And he wanted to see the throne of God.
Okuzuukira ddala y'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
First, the Holy Spirit.
Oluvannyuma lwe n'agamba nti ndi munyeenyeyenze.
After that, he claimed he's the morning star.
Ng'awakanya Kristo.
And he was arguing against Christ.
Bwe yajja mu Isaiah 29 n'agamba.
When he came in Isaiah 59, he said.
Isaiah 14. N'agamba ye agenda kutuula mu ntebe y'oli aliwo.
He's going to sit in the throne of the Most High.
Ati n'abaakawo bye yawazina entebe entonoto.
And the others get this lower thrones. That is how the madness. That's where we are.
But
when you join on him, he adds titles
for
you. If it is God, and he wants to throw you, begins from that step. He gives you titles and honors to lift you and glorify you, to give you honors, to clap for you when you're coming. That's how you may say, let's welcome the word of God and apostle.
And
remain that you may clap for the word of God. Then me too, I am clapping for it and I come after. Am I the word of God? But you say, let's clap for sources, brings the word. He comes when he's waving. He is the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are messengers for Christ Jesus. But it's not us who are him to take his honors. And we are branches. We're supposed to bear fruits. But we cannot there become the real vine.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have you ever seen a branch becoming a stem of a tree? Is it possible? It's possible. It's not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, because of that, the truth concerning Lucifer, he truly knew secrets. But right now, he was made foolish. He never knows them anymore. All the anointing used to know this. All the spirit which helped him. It was cursed. Now God left everything to him, but he had made it twisted upside down. And when he sees the thing, he sees it in another way. That's why when he falls on people to reveal them secrets, when you look at the scripture, Ezekiel 37, the bones in the valley, and he shows you the saucepans. They are the ones in the valley. And he said, this man has been revealed our situations. Those are the pockets which had gotten dry. When you reach down, they tell the other children of Israel. But he reveals. And he gets scriptures and reveals them with different revelations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now let's move on with Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 28
verse
5. Amanji n'omutima gwo kugulumizibwa olw'obugagga bwo. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti kubanga osimbye omutima gwo ng'omutima gwa Katonda. Laba kyendiva nkuleetako bannaggwanga, ab'entiisa abo ab'omu mawanga, kale balisobola ebitala byabwe okulwanyisa.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Bano tubamanyi baakulembera malayika
Abaddoni.
Olukuli lwa abiri.
Revelations 20.
Bannaggwanga abava mu nsi
y'ewala.
Obunnyo obutakoma.
In the bottomless pit.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bino bye tubadde twagala okuyongera
okumanya. We wanted you to know more. Where did he get the number? He was the third cherubim.
He was
representing the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And when he said he was sealing righteousness, truly the Holy Spirit is the one who has to seal. But he was representing the Holy Spirit in that work.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he blasphemed everything and changed it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
N'abivuura.
And he blasphemed.
N'okukyusa n'akyusa.
And changing, he changed all of them.
Bebulania.
Let's get back to Hebrews.
Tuli mbebulania esula ya mukaaga.
Olunyituze mu olwokuna.
Olunyo olwokuna.
Hebrews 6 from verse 4.
Kubanga abo abamala okwakirwa ne balega ku kirabo eky'omugulu ne bafuuka abassa ekimu mwoyo omutukuvu.
Nti ne mukwatagana kwe baali mu yali mu ofiisi ye.
He was in the same office of the Holy Spirit.
Era nga bassa kimu.
And they shared everything with him. And the secrets the Holy Spirit knew is what he tells him.
For
we heard that he knew the secrets. Nothing was hidden. And
with
not the Spirit searches all the understandable things of God and reveals them to us.
Now,
that is how he was with him. According to what we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Verse 9
to 11. That the Spirit searches all.
Even the
understandable things of God.
And
he was in that part. But the problem. He thought that he was the one. And we saw he had been revealed so much. The understanding. And he saw. I am God. Let me tell you, don't see if even as we understand this, we are going to understand to above heaven than all what was there. Praise Jesus. But I want to prove you, never waste your time to claim that you are the owner of these things. And never claim to be a vision bearer of it. Always lead them to the Holy Spirit. We too, he just reveals them to us. Don't take all the ownership of it. For after he knew,
devil,
when the Spirit has revealed to him, he began to claim the knowledge. Even the wisdom he saw, it was his.
Hebrews 6
verse 5.
Nebalega ku kigambo ekirungi ekya Katonda.
Nebatuka n'okutegeka ekigambo n'olekako.
Understand the word and you test it.
Kubanga bw'olekako n'olekako
kwawe
naye waliwo by'otegeddeko. Olekako
okwo. Known in your testing of the word.
Olekako okwo manyi.
You know, testing.
Bade bakuwadde nywera ddala ekikopo okimalemu.
They have not given you to drink the entire cup.
You test.
And the word of God is living. That is what it's called to test. Even if you just test.
And
you spend a month and you're testing. And the words are real. They are sacred. And you begin to claim ownership over them. And you say, me, I am the senior pastor. Now they say that the devil
don't
know at all, but he had tested of the secrets. Now he is testing as him. He began to see himself, and he's God. Let me tell you one thing. When I was being taught the journey of heaven, we started to above the heaven. Every time they would tell me, humble down more. Even if you come and tell me you don't understand, it doesn't need me to urge you about that whether I understand or not. Because the Spirit understands. Even God understands. I don't understand. You add me wisdom.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
I
knew to above heaven. Not even know. It doesn't appear on my body. Why is it possible? When I knew that the devil tested and he thought in himself, he is perhaps God. And I knew that knew where it has reached. I have to be very careful.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For the more you know,
if
you are in the knowledge of God, you continue to humble down.
You continue to humble.
For the more you know,
you are
given righteousness within knowledge. Or the right knowledge. And you have not just tested. But even they were tested, they are accused. for the spirit a second time
tries
to organize the things of the kingdom of God to reveal of the right preparation. People are there and they know nothing at all. Nothing where they come from and where they're going. Even what they speak, they don't understand them. But someone who speaks something, they understand. Where did they get from? It is the Holy Spirit who has helped. Let's move on. Hebrews 6:5.
Nebalega kuchigambe chirunji echa katonda nekumanya agemirembe chigendo okuja. Nebagwa okubivamu.
And the test of the powers of the age is going to come.
To
prove that you've been sealed. And you'll be filled with the Spirit. It draws you to above the heavens. For they to go where they are filled with the Spirit. And they are led by the Spirit of the Lord. And they are the children of God. All this the devil was within them. He had been anointed clear.
And
it was just like the children who could go back to above the heaven. This was a very big
issue.
They had foreseen him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now at the end, that's why we say the blessing of the Holy Spirit, you can never be forgiven. Why can't you be forgiven? For the one who began sin, that is the exact of what he did. His number, he was the number third. It was sealing using the Holy Spirit.
For
we saw in Ephesians 4:5 that the Holy Spirit is the one who seals.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But right now we change the seal.
It's
the number around 666. He could not have any more seven spirits upon him. To blaspheme the one of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now in all of this,
be
very careful of not blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Let's move on. Hebrews 6:6.
Nebagwa okubivamu. Tekiyinzika bo okubaza obujja olw'okwenenya.
No
matter how they repent, what the devil, no matter what he does, he was never forgiven. It was cast immediately.
Clearly
in Genesis 3. And they said, cast is the snake above all the animals in the world. And our master
explains
in John 16 and he said that the other has been already condemned. Do you know we have a judgment but the devil was condemned already. He blasphemed the Holy Spirit. Is not forgiveness for him. Jezebel too, she's not going to be forgiven. Even the angels out of heaven, they are no more going to be forgiven. Even the ones who fall in heaven right now, there is no forgiveness. Even they are in the world, if they have blasphemed the Holy Spirit, according to what you have heard, they can no more forgive you. Praise Jesus. For the Holy Spirit, all the criteria of bringing the world, he has been bringing them to you that,
ono, you
to
yourself,
that you may seek to understand God.
But
you reject understanding. That is the blasphemy still of the Holy Spirit. How can it give you time to know God and you do your own things within that time? You know, when
he
speaks in 1 Corinthians 15:23,
that
Christ is the first year of our resurrection.
But
every person in this
time,
what they have brought you in this world is to do that.
And
you end up doing and seeking other things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even when you reject knowledge, there is no the condemnation is going to, not going to be taken off you. That's why he says ignorance does not make you innocent. You will still end up blaspheming the Holy Spirit. How can you reject knowledge? Now he's the one with the spirit of knowledge. How can you reject knowledge? These people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Things go broader. All these you see in the world confusing us. They are from the number 666. They calculate when you're right there. You should have time to know.
And even if you get a little, they try to make you fall. That's why in Daniel 11, verse 35, 1 to
40,
they say, even the wise will be made to fall. And they add titles upon them and honors. Matthew 24 tells you,
it is
possible, even the elect,
where
the secrets I'm trying to speak about. Impossible, you the elect, if you don't get careful, he wants an
ease
in need of you to be engraved on the number 666. If you live until you live up to enter heaven, when you sit yourself there, you know it's done.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
these words, the devil did them on that other time, he wasn't given a chance to repent.
The
Bible shows he was cast above all cast, above all creations. Genesis 3, from verse 10 to down. But in John 16, our master said that he was already condemned. He was judged and condemned for blasphemy.
He
is the one who began sin, and it came like this. There is a person who has been asking, now where did the devil get sin? This is how he birthed it.
James chapter 1,
from verse 13.
Yakobo sura esoka olunyirwa 13. Omuntu yenna bw'akemebwanga tayogeranga nti Katonda ankema.
No.
Katonda teyakema ku sitaani.
God never tempted the devil.
Era kwe bw'owulira ekikukema
kyonna. And when you hear something tempting you,
togamba nti Katonda alabika yankema.
Don't say perhaps God is tempting me.
Era newankubadde nga tuwulira.
And even though we preach,
mu Matayo esula ey'okuna.
In Matthew 4,
oba Luka esula ey'okuna.
Or Luke 4,
nti omwoyo n'atwala
that the Spirit took the Lord Jesus in the desert to be tempted.
He
is not the one who tempted him. He just put him there. Now Lucifer,
he
began the tempting of the Lord. But himself, no one tempted him. And there are people here who begin to tempt themselves. And you're tempting yourself. How can you go and buy a pornographic film to watch it? What are you doing? And you begin to claim the devil tempted you? And that you too began on that job of tempting yourself. For him, no one tempted him. And he knows that people, they do have gaps of tempting themselves. And he adds on them, God is the father of it, the senior. Let us see here.
Yakobo sura esoka olunyirwa 13. Kubanga Katonda takema na bubi. Era ye yenyini takema muntu yenna. Naye buli muntu akemebwa. Akemebwa nga awalulwa okwegomba kwe ye.
Nti omuntu.
That a person,
bw'aba akemebwa,
when they are being tempted,
asinzira mu kwegomba kwe okutali kulungi
okwo. They persist in their desires which are not good.
That is done.
Now the devil,
yatali kutunula mbuga ati kuntebe ye
kisa. Look at the master seat.
This to be an organ.
That is it. This throne is a good one.
Tukuma nkume.
We are just watching over it.
Enyuma tura mu.
Ew.
If
the man comes sits within it,
in the
case of the third heaven, and he sits within the master's seat, and he sits with the congregation, and that throne I will sit within it myself. He himself began to tempt himself
little,
and he looked at himself the precious stone. Me too, I glitter like him. You know, God shines. He has different precious stones making different his body.
He
looked at himself, he had like 10 precious stones upon him, making him himself. He changes color all the time. That throne, when I sit in his feet, I am God. So his songs are within him. When the
Word
system of voices is there,
nze creator.
And he said, I am the creator. Everything within me. But the Lord Jesus explained that no one tempted him. And he himself began to sin himself. So they tell him John 8 that is the father of sin. There is no one who birthed it from. He is the father and the mother of sin. James chapter 1 verse 14.
Naye buli muntu akemebwa ng'awalulwa okwegomba kwe ye, n'asendebwa sendebwa. Okwegomba okwo ne kulyoka kuba olubuto.
Kati okwegomba okwo.
Now that desire.
Ekukubeera bubi nga lubuto lukula.
It begins to be a prick now growing within you.
Ugenda zara ki?
You're going to birth what?
So abamu bantu abali mu nsi muno.
Some of the people in the world.
Abamu bekemera.
Others tempt themselves real.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Just as
we begin to watch pornographic films and you buy pornographic magazines that you're seeing after you claim the devil tempted you. The devil fooled you when you began it yourself. For he too, he began on himself to tempt himself. And he became pregnant.
And
he was in the throne and captured him. He began to plot, let me call this angel. After
I
will call man, I will tell you, let's break his commands. He is going to become God.
Yes.
The pregnant began to grow in him and began to feel pain. And he began to think, how am I going to give birth to it?
James 1
verse
15.
And you birth sin.
It
is the way he got sin. When he began to desire to sit the throne of God, he held on him. He grew it within him. He conceived it within himself as a pregnancy.
It
sits on its mouth and begins to bathe in the angels and the garden. Now to do sin, you have to fight the things of God and turn them upside down. Either you twist them, you subtract and add within them. That's the way you continue to grow that sin.
Now
it grew. He himself began it.
The
Bible speaks clearly of him. From the beginning, he was a murderer.
He is
the father of sin.
He
is the mother of it.
There
is no one he copped it from. Do you know there are people who say that
it's
darkness we see in the beginning in Genesis 1. That darkness is the devil. And it's not that, brethren. That darkness is not the devil. Sin is breaking the commands of God.
To
subtract from his word and add within it. And to twist it. He was told he has to be a cherubim. He wasn't to be God. He broke the command. He began to attack the creation of God. And he was commanding them the same thing. Thus he blasphemed the Holy Spirit. Let's finish here. James 1 verse 15.
N'okwono n'okwo bwe kumala okukula ne kuzaala okufa.
It gives birth to death.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why they tell you, Romans 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death. Now the devil, he was signed immediately the second death. A human being, he entered the first death,
which
turns us to come in this body. But the devil, he entered the first and passed it,
and
was put in the second death. That's the lake of fire. Nothing like forgiving him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I think you understand me properly. There is nowhere he got sin from. When you hear this, this is what Bible speaks of.
That
when your brethren does a sin which doesn't bring death, the devil did a sin which brought death, which reaches to the second death, blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And after knowing, and he tested of truth, he revealed of secrets, after he decided to do what he wants.
He
was tempting himself, he knew he was tempting himself. You begin to do sins when you see yourself.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
It's
nothing like saying, why, how did I do it? You yourself even plan for it, how you're going to do it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, not when song
now, because of that,
everything,
as we've been speaking of the spirit, that is the one he did.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now, that was a cherubim. He was anointed.
And
his name is Lucifer. He was number three.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And here is where we begin to seek for his number. The number 666, where does it come from?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We understood. When we are in Revelations, Revelation 16, from verse 14.
Kubanga je mizimu jabalubale.
Verse 13.
Okubikulirwa sura ya 16:13. Nenda banga jiva mukamwa ko gusota.
Step esoka.
The first step.
Mukamwa ko gusota.
From the mouth of the dragon. This is the devil himself. His name we understood it. He was Lucifer. He was an anointed cherubim. But right now we fell.
He's
the deceiver of the entire world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
As
you understood the name, it helped you understand the number. He was the third cherubim. But
we
are heading.
You know,
the number 666 where he gets it from. Revelation
16:13. Okukunganya eri olutalo olw'okulunaku lwa Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus.
Tuwulidde.
We have heard.
Kyemeyo gino.
That these are spirits.
But we are going to the
journey of heaven.
Tumanya nti bamalaika
abaako. You know that these are fallen angels.
Abagenda maso n'okola ebyamagere
by'obulimba. They want to work false miracles.
Na yenga steps ziri satu zuwulidde.
Steps are three of heard them.
Tuwulidde sitani mwenyini.
We have heard the dragon himself, the devil.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus.
Tuwulidde nsoro.
We have heard the beast.
Ono commander owokubiri.
This is the second commander.
But when the government kakati ati stand mukubichusha.
Whom we have said the devil to change things.
Ngaye tuziza muntebe ya kitafu.
And he seated the throne of the Father.
Naye tuno Jezebel.
And he brought Jezebel.
Atude kunso.
Seated on the beast.
Namwe chokubiri.
He gave him the second position.
Kakati ati ne baleto omuntu.
And he brought another. This false prophet.
Ne bamutuja ati
mufisi. And he was put the office of the Holy Spirit to blaspheme clear. The order moves like that. And these are the ones who steal the 666 we are going to see. This false prophet, because people, they don't live all long, forever. Every time they keep choosing another one. Every time they keep changing that person. And then you understand me clear here. The reason why Jezebel is not changed. Because she was an angel. They don't die. Every time they're in service. Now the false prophet. This is chosen from the human beings. In all kingdoms. Which God proclaimed. Genesis 1. We have the kingdom of human and kingdom of the people.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Above from Adam.
They came from Adam.
Tulinako bwakabaka wa malaika.
We have the angels' kingdom.
Tulinako bwakabaka.
We have the kingdom of the stars. We have the animals. We have the kingdom of the birds. We have the insect kingdom. We have the fish kingdom and the plant kingdom. But all these kingdoms, only two kingdoms fell. The angels' kingdom, they got sin. Even man.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
the devil led in this sin.
He chose
his one came from the angel's kingdom. The false prophet come from the man kingdom, that he may make his kingdom when it is established. No one will argue that they have no representative. Balance of power. That is how he did his wife. Now you have to be very careful. For they choose him to torment a human being. He can do all things to cause to come from many people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to be moving on. But we shall calculate his number.
There are three
now, we have seen them. Now we want to see how they come that they have 3-6.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We broke
back in Ezekiel brief.
Ezekiel
28. Let's see verse 15.
Ezekiel esula ya 28 olunyiri lwa 15. Walinga otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva olunaku kwe watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabika mu ggwe.
That's why I told that he first seen himself. He was blameless all his ways. The one who began sin and never be deceived, like others say, that perhaps he got and copped sin from someone else.
And
others speak false words and they say maybe he copped it from God. But God is light, and within him there is nothing like darkness and sin. Praise Jesus. Let's repeat verse 13.
Ezekiel esula ya 28 olunyiri lwa 13. Wali mu Eden olusuku lwa Katonda. Buli jjinja ery'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako. Sadio, topazi, ne alimansi, berulo, sokamu, ne yasepi, safiro, ejjinja lya nawandagala, ne kabunkuulo, ne zaabu. Emirimu gy'ebitaasa byo n'egyenderezo gyali mu ggwe. Gyateekebwa ku lunaku lwe watonderwa. Wali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Yali kerubi.
He was a cherubim.
Era nga yafukibwako amafuta.
And was anointed.
Era nga yali akuuma entebe y'ekisa.
And was watching over the master seat.
Kyavudde bagamba abikkako.
That's why they say that was adorned for that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So amafuta gano.
Now this anointing.
Yetugenda okubanga twetekereza.
Is what we're going to look at.
Agava ku myomusanvu ejja.
Which comes from the seven spirits of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now here, when we will know how the Spirit of the Lord got out of him and remained with the sixth spirit, the anointing from the sixth spirit, and through them is where he passes to seal people. As he himself is there waiting, Jezebel is right there, even their false prophet. Praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are moving on to be explained. Because we understood it. Ephesians 4:30. That the Spirit is the one who seals. But we saw the seal of God. And the Holy Spirit in his fullness is made up of the seven spirits of the Lord. And we prove that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they all seal and those on the seal of the seven spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To be
claiming that you are filled of spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
but when the devil fell, initially yet he was representing the Holy Spirit. And he was still in righteousness. Things changed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Initially, first and foremost, when we are seeing of the Holy Spirit, and we see him in his fullness of the last stand,
I'm
going to briefly give you the scriptures. You first write down the scriptures. Exodus 25, verse 31
and 32.
We see the Holy Spirit in the lampstand
as
he has to be in the full. Then we shall go. How the devil remained with the six spirits, but they were cast. Praise Jesus. Galatians 4:5, they will be explaining you more. The seven spirits on the lampstand.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
And you'll be getting their names. Isaiah 11, verse 1, only 2. You continue to know it, that these seven spirits, they are the seven eyes of God. In Revelations 5, Revelations 5, verse
6,
and Zechariah
3,
verse
8
and
9.
Praise Jesus.
But
it said he was an anointed cherubim.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are going to see where anointing comes from. It comes from the seven spirits. Then we shall see what the devil became after. You first discovered why six is going to appear three times.
Make
three for six. We've discovered it.
Now
we're going to discover the first six.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We see Zechariah chapter 4. Let us see from verse
1.
He is where we began to see of the anointing. It, why do they say it was an anointed cherubim?
Zechariah Suleyo Kuno Rinyorisoka. Malaika Yaleo Gera Nange Nako Mau. Nanzu Kusango Mutubazu Kusiwa Mutulo. Nangamba Cholabiechi. Nenjo Gera Antitunude. Era laba ekikonde ky'ettabaaza kya zaabu kyonna n'ekibya kyakyo nga kiri waggulu ku kyo n'ettabaaza zaakyo omusanvu. Ettabaaza eziri waggulu waakyo buli ttabaaza ng'eriko emimiro musanvu n'emizeyituuni ebiri ku mabbali eruyi n'eruyi, ogumu ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekibya, ogumu ku mukono ogwa kkono. N'enziramu n'engamba malayika eyali ayogera nange nti ayogera nti, ebyo biki mukama wange? Malayika yayogera nange n'addamu n'angamba nti, tomanyi ebyo bwe biri? Ne njogera nti, nedda mukama wange. N'addamu n'angamba nti, kino kye kigambo kya mukama eri Zerubbaberi, nga kyogera nti si lwa maanyi so si lwa buyinza, naye lwa omwoyo gwange, bw'ayogera mukama ow'eggye.
Yes,
he was praise Jesus. The last things we are seeing, we see the anointed cherubim. And they're like branches pouring oil onto this lampstand. That the Holy Spirit, when it comes from above the heavens, and it's posed the third heaven,
it's
the power of the colors of rainbow on the throne of God. He appears in the following creatures, in the wheels, and he steps down within the cherubims. And the cherubims show with him in the form of a lampstand. This we are trying to see there.
Seeing
Jerusalem of heaven. Now what we call an oil, it is the Holy Spirit himself. And it's the one flowing. That's why they say it was an anointed cherubim. And the truth is this, that he had been anointed with the seven spirits of the Lord. But when he fell, the Holy Spirit is taken out of you. That soul is
spirit.
is the one who has been supplying all the other things. He's been supplying the spirit of wisdom, supplying the spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, supplying spirit of power, spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of fear of God. If he so, is what you have remained as branched within you remains with you. You remain pouring in the Jerrican. What has gone in remains within the Jerrican. But what he did, and he cast the old anointing, it means the devil remained with the spirit of wisdom, he remained with the spirit of understanding, he remained with the counsel, he remained with the spirit of power and of knowledge and of the fear of God. That's where the six comes from. But when it was cast, everything works upside down. When he saw he had no spirit of the Lord, he himself made himself to be the Holy Spirit. You know where it came from? He began to claim he is God. For he knows where the Spirit of the Lord is. God is where he is. He too is God. He decided to make himself the owner of the entire thing. Praise Jesus. That's why he calls himself Lord in many places. And it's the spirit working in children of disobedience.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
he passes through his representatives right now,
Jezebel
and the false prophet.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what do you have to first know? When God knew this, the devil has got to make himself all this, he released this command in Exodus. This is the command which was hindering him to enter the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And even to enter the office of the Father and of the Son. Exodus 20 from verse
1. Ngayogera nti nze Mukama Katonda wo eyakujja mu nsi ey'e Misiri mu nyumba ey'obuddu. Tobanga na bakatonda balala wendi. Teweekoleranga ekifaananyi ekyole. Newankubadde ekifaananyi eky'ekintu kyonna kyonna ekiri waggulu mu ggulu, newankubadde ekiri wansi ku ttaka, newankubadde ekiri mazzi agali wansi w'ettaka. Tobivunnamiranga ebyo so tobiweerezanga kuba kubanga nze Mukama Katonda wo ndi Katonda wa bujja.
Ye wa bujja tebamugatta.
He is a jealous God to join on him. That's why his word is the word.
Omoyo wewe.
His spirit is his.
Kati ono bwa amara okweyongamisa mu
ntebe. This one began to try to be in the throne of being God. And wanted to be Christ. He wanted to be the Holy Spirit.
Kati bali be yateekawo
era. The others he put.
Jezebel ne nabi
wo. Jezebel and the false prophet.
Era yabasalirawo.
He's the one who decides for them. There's nothing that they see to reason together. What it gives them in their his cup is what they do. There is no reasoning. As you hear the Father reasoning with his word, as the reasons with his spirit. For we hear the Father reasoning with them. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 6, and he says, let's make man in our image and likeness. And he speaks and is reasoning with them. And after seeing he has created man alone, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, he says, it's not good for man to be alone. He was speaking with the word and the Holy Spirit. And he said, let's make him a helper. He has to reason with. But the devil never reasons with anyone. And when he sees it, see that you have reasoned with him, that giving his goats will be enough today. He ends up asking a human being on top of that. He comes and tells you, give me a goat which is too late. Now we are sent for a human being. The other goat, what goat, he leaves it, but he says of two legs. Now he has paid for the goats which have left Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
the sheep, you can't just there get it from the human beings. He asked for this goat.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
So, no, we have Uganda.
Yeah, because of that, brethren,
things
concerning the devil.
That's
how they happened.
And he
was an anointed cherubim
from
the seventh spirit of the Lord.
Exodus 20,
verse 5.
Kubanga nze Katonda undi Katonda wa buja abiwalana kubana ebibi byabajjajja baabwe okutuusa emirembe gy'okubanna kasatwe ne kubanna kana eby'abantu abanchawa
abantu abamchawa abawalana
people who hate them God hates them
yasookera kustani mwenyini
he the devil himself
namuwalanira
ddala he hated him for God
na buli amuvaako
and everyone who gets out of away from him
Katonda omulala
and leads him to seek another God
nanonya kitawo omulala
and seek another father God hates them.
Even when
the child will come and do that,
even
the grandchild does the same, God will help them. All of them will punish them. From the other day, when the
devil
wanted to become the father of all souls, it hungered him so much. Praise Jesus. That's why when Jesus comes on earth, he warns us.
Matthew 23:9
he says, any other father on earth, don't dare do that. When the priest passed the Roman Catholic Church and it instituted spiritual fathers. And that's why you go and you repent to them. Now they're born again. We've been attacked badly.
Spiritual
fathers are so numerous. The father of all souls is put aside. The devil that is his work he does.
When
Hebrews 12:9, God is the father of all spirits. Praise Jesus. Even Ezekiel 18,
he says
all souls are his. The soul which sins is what will die. Praise Jesus. Now the Spirit of the Lord is the how he puts himself in his position and it never works and it never seals. Now the wisdom will remain is what is twisted. Praise Jesus. By speaking of the Spirit of the wisdom of the devil and saying like this. James 3:13. This is the wisdom within the world. And this is the one which began to give man in the beginning. There was nothing like wisdom which is meaningful. Let's move on here.
James 3:13. Alagenga mumpise nungi ebikolwa bye mu magezi amawombeefu. Naye bwe muba n'obuggya n'obukambwe n'okuyomba mu mitima gyammwe temwenyumirizanga so temwerimbanga okuziyiza amazima amagezi gano sige gakka okuva waggulu.
When you see wisdom, and you claim you have wisdom but you have pride, and you are a wiseacre. You invent things for yourself. The others we don't understand. You know. Wisdom moving within. It never come from heaven. It is not the spirit we get from heaven. There is a spirit moving in the world. Moving with that wisdom.
Explain
it down, telling you this.
James 3:15. Naye gava mu nsi gabuzaliranwa ga Setaani.
Nti amagezi ago
that wisdom
gava mu nsi
it is from the world.
Gwe mwoyo guli gwe tulaba ogusooka ogw'ekifuula
nnenge
ng'amagezi
and it is wisdom
ninga gawano
but it's of the world
nga ga Setaani
and it's of the devil.
Tebakukkiriza kusuka wa ate omanye ebyeri
accepted to go beyond the things of heaven. No.
They will
tell you man came from the
earth
and they bring
things
to of the devil, they join information and they write books and they have twisted them.
Remember, when we discover wisdom,
it
moves in scriptures.
It's
written in scriptures. Now, what you see written in the world, and they are not the Bible, within them there is the wisdom of the devil. And through them you can contend with God. For they will tell you, see the world. It happened by this, we discovered this out. It just happened by evolution and appeared. And it separated Africa. It separated Europe. It separated Asia. I've seen it. And that is wisdom also. And it's of the devil. When we get back to creation of heaven and earth, the Lord got that water himself. Then he separated it and put the dry land which we have read in creation. When we reach above the heaven, we cannot read creation when we are in the steps down. When he created it best above the heavens, when we reach above the heaven, we shall start the creation. Praise Jesus. Now there is the wisdom, but it's of the devil.
And
people get it, that is a seal.
As
you study all years as they are failing you, yet you never argue about anything, for you just accept it is yes. Who can argue with the teacher? That even entered the church, there is nothing like questioning and asking. How dare you ask the Spirit?
Now,
let's ask, how can they ask Jesus who was God? For the Pharisees ask him, why did Moses tell us to write a letter to chase a woman? Are you greater than Jesus that you refuse us to ask you? Those are ways of the devil. The devil is never asked. If you want, you dare test the shrine. And you dare question the demon. Questions. He can beat you slaps.
There
are the religious when you pray, you don't change yourself, you knock on your brother. You are so much on alert, you are online. Now the wisdom, or the spirit of wisdom of the devil, is full of a curse. It is twisted. It cannot let you get things the way they are. He in scriptures, and as if he was spirit of wisdom, he created religion in the world. Books which as if they are understandable, as if it is wisdom when you look through them. But when you bring the scriptures of God, you have no wisdom. He say you have the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are
going to
explain the six spirits, and they move within this world. The spirit of wisdom,
it comes
even into the church,
as
you get things as if they are wisdom. I reached heaven, but we passed the rock. In the scriptures, it's not there. When I reached there, I found where they are building your structures in heaven. But some of them, they had stopped building for you. The wisdom which is right in the scriptures, Abraham was seeking for the city God built. The world it was built, it is a past
fixed
plan. Now here they are telling you they are rather building as if it is wisdom. But you're getting the seal of the devil. Now, when I was in heaven, I saw they would never work right as so much. And they had funny structures within. Do you see that? Yes. They were not so much righteous. They didn't give it. Structures. It's also wisdom. It is such wisdom. For when you see someone doesn't work so much, you give them a funny structure for that. In the scripture they say, without righteous holiness, no one will see God.
Now
they will never watch so much righteous. They have funny structures where they went.
There
was if there's wisdom within them. You are on the seal of the devil, they are sealing your head.
Remember, it began from the brain core, distorting, twisting, adding and subtracting from the word. And we knew that when you start the number 666, you begin with a dot mark on the page. And you pull, and you distort, you twist, and you make a wrinkle. When he reaches in his spirit, he can do things where all of you are, you can shout hallelujah and thank him for that. And you may say, Pastor, is wise. That apostle,
the wise man,
is a wise man. Yet,
he is
the foolish man. When you see the wisdom of the devil, I tell you may think that revelation is beyond me. You may think you're heated up. The revelation is beyond. Everything within the word of God, it is foolishness.
So,
let's wait a little. You see. Let's get to Jeremiah 8:8.
Once upon a time, there was a certain planet. He was 9 inches.
Era yali inch mwenda.
Ngalinewa.
Happy top.
Now this God.
Now era katondo no.
Began to have a budgeta face force.
Yatandika okubera na amanya ko kukiriza.
Imagine to put a new planet on in existence.
Era natandika okufumitirizo take out planet ndalo ajitekewo.
Then that imagination,
era okufumitirizo okwo,
he brought it into existence.
Na kuleta mubuliwo.
And he created this planet.
Era natonda wo planet yeno. Oh.
Yali abera ku planet yemu.
He was on one planet, and he thought of creating another planet, a 9-inch god. Those books they brought for me, I have them home. I said, I love this one.
It
was someone hired it. They say real. This one has a planet of its own.
Each
to God. Even to the height of your pain. That is a book printed out. Things you've written is the seal of the devil. He works with that and spoils and corrupts their world. If the spirit of wisdom, which is
twisted,
and as if it is wisdom, but when you search it out, you end up in hell. Listen down here. Jeremiah 8:9.
Bakengentererwa bawambiddwa. Laba baganye ekigambo kya Mukama. Era magezi kyagali mu bongo.
Kakati mba baganye ekigambo.
If they rejected the word.
Kigamba babuli nsi ya
teka wati. The word tells them it puts the world how.
Ne babigana.
And reject it.
Bone bakole ebitabo byabwe ne bawandika.
And they print their books and write them down.
Mwene musoma
aba. And you read them.
Daba ne kanisa bwegena mwegenze kusoma theology.
How church goes to study even theology.
Ne kanisa.
Now church. Something is wrong. Something is wrong on the mind of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What you
can call wisdom in this world, you have to be careful, for it involves the number 666. That wisdom is
seen,
which you claim is of the devil. And I want to make you aware you are on study. You write an answer and you know it is wrong. You've never known it is right. For it's never right.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. When you put that the man came from the apes and he said, I
drop,
you see that in your own things, you need that. And you
get aside,
you repeat how man was created and you take it to
the teacher
and you tell him, teacher, I know is this, but your things which you want is this. Don't accept the others to get a place within you. For even though we know the skills of the devil, but we don't do the things of the devil.
Maybe,
understand what I'm trying to say.
We
know what the devil, whatever he does, and we avoid to do them even though we know them. We don't accept them even though we speak them. For we believe one thing to hear the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
if they have rejected the word of God, what wisdom is within their heads? And they say that within them they have the seal of the devil. And he began this in Genesis. And he said we're going to become wise. Yet the wisdom
was given
us, it had been cast. That's why the Bible says, before we go deeper to be explained, we are to see to the spirit of fear, the spirit of fear of the devil, and it's not of hating sin.
The
Bible speaks of it saying, that day you fear, they will never enter Jerusalem. What fear is it spoken of here? You are fearing a building. You fear a car. What kind of fear are you having? A man comes with a car and a Prado and you change a sermon you've been preaching. You people
in
the building and you begin to tell yourself, those ones are fearing. Born again. What is speaking about? Is that the fear of God he told you? The devil puts a false fear within you and you get the spirit of fear, which is another.
The
seal moves on to be engraved. You're fear finishing then.
We're going
to be seeing from wisdom
onto
the spirit of fear of the devil.
The
shrines begin to make funny noises and roars, and all of you get threatened. Now you began it even in churches. That the spirit is coming, you begin to begin to make drama around. Begin to speak people with power and people begin to fear the human being and the power you are manifesting, and they reject fearing God and hating sin and evil. And they begin to fear the person and the power he manifests. When you speak of that man, he may strike you of lightning of power. That is in this world. That's why I've told you. They tell you the secret of lawlessness has been working. Not today, but it's been working all along from the beginning. But it's called a secret. But now it's no more secret to you. And we thank the Holy Spirit for that. You reveal that to
you.
Praise Jesus.
We've
been moving on to see this wisdom which is not from God. And it's of the devil. Let's move on here. We've gone back to James. James 3 verse 15.
Amagezi gano sige gaka okuva waguru. Na ega amunsi gabuzaliranwa ga setani. Kubanga wabo obujja n'okuyomba, we wabo okutabuka na buli kikolwa ekibi. Naye amagezi agava mu ggulu okusooka malongo.
Ntyo yabira n'amagezi agava
mu ggulu. The one with the wisdom from heaven.
Okusooka abira mu ombe.
Is pure and humble.
Omunagamba yavudde mu ggulu.
Person tells you they came from heaven.
N'omubuza ekibuzo
n'ayomba n'ayomba. And you ask them a question and they quarrel and they get angered about it.
Yesu yebazimu.
Praise Jesus. People like those who have seen them. But they claim they came from wisdom and they got wisdom from heaven. That they met Jesus and becomes a lion and he grabs and devours people. And he gave a scripture. The lion of Judah. If he's of Judah, did he eat people?
And you get a spirit of fear.
Jesus becomes a lion and eats people.
And
after passing the spirit of the devil of wisdom, when you hear them speak professor, you begin to be threatened. The professor is coming. You end up in the spirit of fear of the devil. Remember in the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now the devil does this. The wisdom of wisdom is fear begins from there. And you see that one.
Oh, your doctor.
He's a doctor.
He has a diploma. Diplomatic man.
He's a diplomatic man. You begin to be threatened. Maybe we leave and make way for him to pass. That is what is in the world. With the wisdom of the devil working. As you get his seal. He enjoys that. And if you speak the right wisdom,
it
hungers him so much. That's why in the church, what they call revelation is the ways of the devil. You begin to read something and you begin to meditate upon it. I have been revealed.
Yes.
It means you begin to forge your own things. That
you've
already yourself in a room, you're waiting for revelation. Revelation appears by command by command. Command by command. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Four scriptures you're getting a revelation. Here, a little, there, Isaiah, Peter, begin to get a revelation out of that. That's the spirit of revelation. The spirit of understanding of God.
And
the devil says, you go aside. You have to separate yourself. You begin to meditate upon the word of God. And you get the revelation. And the pastor is right there. And they call you, they tell you, don't get me out of spirit. Pastor, someone needs you. Who?
He's
a man parked here. Okay. that one, he comes immediately. He claims to be very busy. Let me give that one time, okay. That's what's the spirit of the devil.
James
3:17. The wisdom from heaven is peaceful. And if someone says, they send me with a new word. And they ban the Bible. And you ask, where did he get the wisdom? Master is there claiming, yes, I have you. There is no peace there. That's not the wisdom. Does he know the wisdom from heaven how it is?
And
you come and begin to talk to people and you do things full of chaos. And here you speak wisdom, you're rather speaking foolishness. I don't know who burnt the Bibles.
James 3:17. Maulize.
If you have wisdom from heaven, you must be submissive. Even if you reached above heavens, you can sit down with people and you hear from them and you reason with them.
But
the Spirit is free to pass through them to add more wisdom. If you reject claiming to be the last, we have understood. Where did God pass me to speak through you? You know what wisdom is he moving by? Such a person. Really, it's God who made
it.
In the scriptures, it's written in the words. You must be submissive, even if you started to work
little,
even if you were revealed and revealed.
osigala oba okyawulirisa.
Remain when you can be submissive and humble to hear.
Bayinza okubuuza
nga toli mu kusa. They can ask you, you're humble,
muddamu ebibuuzo.
And you answer questions. Some other went to heaven. They don't accept to be questioned. When you question them, you get
answered.
You ask what heaven they go to.
And
what wisdom is it claiming the God that they are giving us?
James 3:17. Agatalina bunnanfuusi. Era ekibala eky'obutuukirivu kisigibwa ku mirembe eri abo abaleeta emirembe.
Nti mubeera mu kulonya mirembe
eriyo
olw'okuba nkugambye nti gali amafuta
okuva
ku myoyo gino omukaaga
ddala
baagakulimiraera gali
kifuulannekyakuwanga
abagezi
kyegabatujja
kuba tutandikira wano
the other day in Psalms 109 verse
17 unto 20
and you see the way he was cast and why is that wisdom that spirit uses is twisted and distorted to reach the sixth spirit which you know as the spirit of fear, the fear of God. He changed it. You fear something else. And understanding changes. What you understand is not that. Let Peter can come in the church and he proves to you and Jesus is going to come back for this building and he said this is the church of Christ and Jesus in scripture says he's coming for us as a spotless church without sprinkle, but he proves the world that the church is the building. You know the years it spent
he's
been on the seal working.
Era kati okujja omuntu nti ogenda kukuŋŋaanira
kuŋŋaaniro they're going to the synagogue
n'okijja mu mutwe
muno and take it from this head it was sealed engraved within it
era gangenda kukkanisa
and he says I'm going to a church
oba ye kiki
I don't know whether he himself is what the seal is within the head. You want to take it out from the tongue if it's on the tongue engraved on it.
It
filled the entire heart.
Do
you know the years it spent? They are going to know all this. God bless. Anyone with a question? Praise Jesus, brethren.
Omutuma abadde ayigiriza n'agamba ku kintu ky'amafuta nze nali ngenzeko mu kyaki nindaba omusoma ng'alina ecupa alinamu amafuta n'agamba abantu basimbe layini abaseeko amafuta.
I've been to a church, a pastor had anointing bottle and he said people
to
line up.
Basabira simanyi ago mafuta gabwa Katonda oba
and his pastor told them to line up that he may pray and anoint them with oil. I don't know, is that of God or not? Were they sick or they were well? They were well.
Yes, he was well.
Praise Jesus. According to James 5, verse 13, it says that oil is put upon sick people when they have no faith.
And they've
never believed the Master Jesus, they don't know him. But on do they believe? The Holy Spirit is the anointing within them. We no more put oil upon them. Praise Jesus. For he speaks openly in John 14, 14-20, that the Spirit has to live within us.
And
the Holy Spirit, when he comes upon you, is the one who empowers us. The Holy Spirit is the anointing which teaches us. and which is within us, according to 1 John. Now, when they have known God, and they have gotten the Spirit, we no more put anointing oil upon them, for they have the anointing oil, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, this they put upon people is the oil we see in Ezekiel 27, which they bought when they were taking under the sea. It's full of the powers of darkness. If they don't torment you, you get wealth of the world and you get foolish with them. For others, of which are put upon, they continue to suffer. If you are an elect of God, you suffer more. If you are not an elect of God, what they have prophesied upon you of the world, you get them, but you get more foolish not wanting to know God. And now they get it from under the sea. One bottle is to make foolish a number of people. Another, whatever it speaks, you will just accept amen. Another, when I pass you to speak a word upon you, follow me. Those are the anointing they pass with. Why don't you get the Holy Spirit within you? That will be the oil flowing within you. For it can flow like streams of living waters. Praise Jesus. Now we don't need that. And to see anointing oil here, we shall see when they bring someone. They have nothing like faith. They do not know who the Holy Spirit is. And we get the bottle there and we put upon them saying the Holy Spirit will heal you. Praise Jesus. But we, when we have faith, many times we don't need oil. We can even pray for the one without it who doesn't believe. And the prayer of the righteous man does much. And we pray for grace.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
the word oil, it was a sign representing the Holy Spirit.
Now when 1 Samuel 16:8-15,
we see when the prophet brought oil to anoint, the Spirit of the Lord left Saul and came upon David.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
all the rest you see,
that
was an image of the truth. Before they had reached to see the Spirit with their eyes, they never knew him. Now, the one they saw oil poured on him, they knew he has got the Spirit. Now, suddenly, you have put others which you have got the Spirit, like the spiritual gift upon your life. For now you see him and you understand him.
Spoken
John that you will be seeing him and understanding him. And they no more need a sign of the oil. When they put oil upon you, you find it in all the false prophets, they have the oil. Is it of the Lord? They just make money through them. To put oil upon you, you line up with an offering. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm asking the names of the two cherubims. We shall know them when we reach Jerusalem of heaven. I say we are not on the cherubim. We are not in the cherubim. We are studying the seal of the devil. Now what we focused on so much is the devil himself. When we reach Jerusalem of heaven, we shall study all of them. For that's where they are found. I don't want us to mix the things. You may even reach and teach them like that when you've mixed them. And they confuse people. And you have not become of order. Our God is of order. Remain on order. Praise Jesus. I can speak all of them at the same time. But the spirit of counsel remains leading you. Leave that, we shall meet it ahead. Praise Jesus. When you bring them all once here,
you
end up bringing heaviness in people's heads. You remain here in the spirit. How's the spirit of counsel now? This one, take it like this. Take it even this one like this.
They'll
even this, bring it like this.
that God is of order,
the order you may remain hearing it within you.
1
Corinthians 14 speaks of it. Our God is not of confusion, but of order. If you want to bring the names, you want to first know the name of one, you may confuse people. You may get aside and teach. Perhaps it was Zachariah. He's the one that failed. And he speaks it confusingly. For you were told all the Kelvin's names. We are on one. We are proving he was Lucifer. When we reach Jerusalem, we see the two remain. And you get to know them in order. And teach people, and you claim perhaps it was Zachariah who failed. That's why I don't speak them once. And tell people what is not there. Even Bible is like that. When they speak it, they don't put the rest there. You will find them elsewhere. But when they put there, you may find yourself mixing them. Maybe Joshua is the one who messed up. This Kerubim Joshua, maybe. Perhaps you begin to get confused. We go to the order and get it. That's how I was taught. Me myself, I can't make order, but the order is like that.
Okunyonyola ku kintu ky'okuvvoola Omwoyo Mutukuvu. Waakati nze mbadde ndaba ng'omuntu abadde alokose ate n'addamu n'asiramuka. Gamba mbadde njagala oyongera ki okinyonyola.
I want you to explain more concerning the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. When we finish this, as we finish them, you will know what it means, the blasphemy.
But
when you blaspheme wisdom and you change it, you are on the same journey. Even if you never sat in any synagogue, the gospel of the creations has remained moving and it reaches all people. When you look at a banana plantation and you begin to say, now that banana plantation, it marries its other and they give birth. Have you seen a banana plantation marrying another? But the whites who tell you they marry. But when you know creations, they tell you, we give birth, the power of God enables us to do that. When you look, we plant potato, and we plant cassava on the side, and even a banana. But each one tastes their own taste. Who does that? The whites who tell you. Now you see, the wind blows like this, and the leaves begin to spread themselves, and they bring the wind. When the wind enters in the plantain, and it begins to form the food within it. It's deception. Let me tell you, if right now I'm going to speak deception, everything you can mess it up and you bring it, people accept it. For when the devil fell, he knew how things which are wise should be. Now distorting them a little, he brings them and you see that there is an image of wisdom within it. Now, things of blasphemy is broad. Even the one in the world can blaspheme. And they say, ignorance doesn't make you innocent. What you spoke, you blasphemed the Holy Spirit. But the gospel of the creation is moving around. And another say that the Son is God Himself. He himself within the Son is God. And others believe it. But you heard in scriptures that the Son just created it. But another can believe it. Now that word is broad. After we finish the six fruits of the devil, through which it passes the seal, you will know how they blaspheme.
See, they put a say that God helps them who help themselves. When you are in the womb, who helped you? How did you begin to help yourself create an eye upon yourself? How did you help yourself? Did your mother help you? Who helped? Did he put a nose upon you in its position? All that is in blasphemy, let me tell you. People blaspheme every day. A secret means it's working in people, but they don't know it. And it's within them working, but you can't discover it. God is just spirit, he has no body. Where did you dare get that? You were created in his image. How comes you have a body? And the born again began. God is spirit, he has no body. And you study else, and he made man in his image, in his likeness. How comes you have a body yourself? They are like that, and we reach blasphemy. Remember, the one who revealed the words of the Bible is the Holy Spirit. Every time you mess up what revealed, you speak open.
We speak
Isaiah 34, we read there. Isaiah
34, 16.
He told us the Spirit of the Lord gathered them. You twist them when he gathered them. That's why we say don't cut or don't subtract from them. And don't distort them. In the world, they are doing that every day.
You
separated the man and the woman. You go with the man and the man. All this is in distortions. And they are within that number. Number 3 verse 6.
One
who contends with God says after six, the things you created are not fulfilled. Now, they have to be homosexuals.
It's
foolish to call it that. Even the cast is starting. Don't you see a cloth is
shining
like this? He can tell you I've clothed it wrongly. Change the buttons to be behind. And you're going to be nice looking. Now when he begins on it, all of you can do it with power, for you anoint it. We used to say, to clothe on shirts when they are marks outside, you have put on
it on off.
Now when you clothe it, now you call it a design.
Trousers
which had holes, we would call them trousers with holes. Right now it's a design.
That
you're going to clothe a damaged trouser. You could never buy it in a market sometime back. People used to have some wisdom in them. That's why I told you blasphemy is moving on in the world, and the secret of lawlessness works in people. You buy it when they are put stops upon it behind, but they see you are wild. But sometime back when you used to put on mask on the trouser, you never wanted to go to school even.
They
put a mask on my trouser, but right now it has, and you are the star moving with that trouser.
They
don't show that it messed up all people. They are upside down. Sometimes back to clothes which is up here, you will see that you are
in the world.
They said this prostitute of a child. But right now you are a celeb. And they said you brought out the figure. You child. Prove that these things are not easy. The mother of a child, they buy a
skirt
dress, even the daughter. After this same child, you have brought out the figure, you are going to fight them all. They have given them to immorality. Praise Jesus.
Woman is right at fitting.
Fitting,
the fitting are the works of the devil. For he knows he follows the man.
The
women, they corrupted, and when they say man has fitted himself proper, the woman just knows that one would work for me. When it falls on women,
fitting
is there to expose.
Now,
the world moves with the seal of the devil. Their lives are hurt. I told some of the things you asked. I'm sampling you about them. We have to study them.
He does it
knowing people must get the seal. They are preachers of the gospel of the devil.
He walks
telling you, follow me.
And if
you don't get saved of your eyes and your thoughts, you have not gotten saved proper. For those they preach about them every time.
Clothing,
we are seeing Ezekiel 27, the merchants of proud races under the sea.
They
do those clothing intending some things.
Hey.
But some clothing we shall put them on. For some of them we shall not clothe them. Someone has asked of jeans. We complain of their name. But not on the trouser itself. Are they demons? The jean is the Luganda name meaning a demon.
Tua,
Tui shall complain of the name.
You're
going to Tua where? Hell or in heaven?
Oh,
things are like that. God bless you.